You're listening to a Sun Life podcast. We pray that you be blessed by the teaching of God's word. For more information, visit sunlife.org.au. Enjoy the sermon.
Some years ago, I was catching a flight back home, and I heard my name over the PA at the airport. Would Mr. Bin Nguyen please proceed to gate 26 to board your flight? This is the final call for Mr. Bin Nguyen. I could remember that evening very well because I was finishing off a preaching engagement in Melbourne, and I had a bit of work, so I thought I'd do a bit of work at the airport, and I really wanted to get home. I miss my family, I'm tired. And when I heard my name over the PA, I tell you, I did not casually walk towards gate 26. I bolted. I heard my name and I went for it because they called my name out. You see, we often think that mission is something that we do, something that we sign up for with the church mission team. If we're up for it, then we'll sign up and we'll go on mission. But here's the hard truth. As soon as you've made the decision to follow Jesus, you have been called into mission. The day you are saved by, you belong to the GMT, God Missions Team. Yeah? And unfortunately, a lot of Christians, we don't believe this. We think that mission is something for the super spiritual. We think that mission is something for the pastors or those who've been called, the professional Christians, the spiritual ones, the missionaries, the evangelists. That's why I love this quote from the late Pastor Timothy Kelly. He says this, every Christian is sent. Mission is not a calling for some, it is a calling for all. Before him, Charles Spurgeon, he has this quote, which is more hard-hitting. Every Christian is either a missionary or an imposter. You take your pick. And these are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says these words in John 20:21, as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. So if you belong to Jesus, you are not saved from something only, you're also saved for something, and that is for someone else, that we're all called to be on mission. And so what I want to do today is I want to take us to Romans 15, and I want to remind us what that looks like for us today as people living in Perth, 21st century Christianity, what it looks like as we go on mission. There are three things from the text that I want to show you. As we go with the message of Christ. As we go by the power of the Spirit. And as we go to reach all peoples, all nations, everyone. So let me pray, and then we will look into Romans 15 together. Lord, I pray now that you would help me to expound, expose the beauty of your scripture. I pray, Holy Spirit, you speak to us. I pray, God, that you do a work in our hearts all, that we are inspired to go and reach people for your glory. So God, will you have your way? Will you speak to us through your word? Would you help me? Would you use me? Be with me right now. I need your help right now. Help us all as we lean into the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Romans chapter 15. We'll be looking from verses 17 to 21. We need to go with the message of Christ. Look in verse 17 and 18. Therefore, I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God. I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me in leading the Gentiles to obey God by what I have said and done. You see what Paul's saying right there? He says, all I want to do is I want to glory in Christ. And all I want to speak is just Christ, what he has done through me. That's it. That's all I want to do. Wherever I go, I just want to speak Christ. The message of Christ is so important to Paul because Paul knew that the message of Christ is the power to see people come into communion with him. It is the power of God for salvation. And see, Paul would make this comment at the very start of his letter to the Romans. If you go with me to chapter 1 of Romans, now look in verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. That's the message of Christ. Why? Because it's the power of God to bring salvation to anyone who believes. So as we go, as we live a life of mission, we go carrying the message of Christ. And that's the message that we must carry. We don't talk about how good is this church or how good is our program or the experience we have here. No, we go and we carry the message of Christ. Paul would say to the Christians in Corinth, and you know that passage, he says that we are like jars of clay with what treasures inside us, all right? Why would he use the analogy of clay jars? It's because clay jars are brittle. They're fragile. They've got all their unique blemishes, which makes them special to one another. And what Paul is saying is that we're like that. No one's perfect. We're all broken people. We have our weaknesses and our blemishes, and we are not, you know, holy, and we don't have our life together. But what we do is we carry the treasures. And the treasure we carry is the message of Christ. That wherever we go, we bring that message to the people that God sends our way. We have to verbalize this message. What's that saying? What's that saying out there? What we hear, we believe. What we hear, we believe. That's the reason why when you listen to all those big organizations around the world, they have their little jingles and slogans. What's Hungry Jack's? The burgers are better at Hungry Jack's. Amen. That's what they want you to believe. Or you have, Woolies, the fresh food people, where the food's fresher at Woolies. Or Qantas, the spirit of Australia, because if you're flying Virgin or Jetstar, that's another spirit. That's what they claim, right? You know, the marketing people know that if you hear their jingle and their slogan over and over again, you start to believe that the burgers are better at HJ's. And that's how God creates us. That's the way we're created. Therefore, when it comes to the gospel message, when we go, we have to go and verbalize the message of the gospel. We have to share this message. Paul says these words in the same letter to the Romans in chapter 10, verse 17. He says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message. You see that? And the message is heard through the word about Christ. People will not believe in our Jesus if we're not willing to verbalize the message of the gospel. What God has done for us. John Stott, he has this amazing quote. He says this, we are under obligation to let people hear the gospel. For without it, they cannot believe. And without believing, they cannot be saved. You know, don't be that Christian where you take the option, well, I don't want to verbalize it. I want to just live it out. I don't want to share it. I just want people to see it in me. And I get that. There are some merits to that, and I agree with that. But there's a problem with that. And the problem is this: how will people actually know why you do what you do? How do people know the reason for your actions? How do they know that your actions is the result of the work of Jesus on the cross? How do they know that your actions is because God has transformed you through his gospel? So you have to verbalize it. You have to live it and share it out. So when we go out there, we go with the message of Christ. Every opportunity, we try to find ways to articulate what he has done for us. That he's lived the life that we could not live. And he died our death in him. And those who place their trust in him, they're welcome into his family. God gives us his righteousness and he takes our sin. And we belong to him. We have to verbalize that. God has made a plan for us to be in his family through his son. How would people know that unless we verbalize? We go and we carry that message. And that's what we see right here. And I want to encourage that wherever you go, as you go to work, as you go to study, as you go home to your families who may not know Christ, you have to carry the message. Share it. You have to verbalize it. Number two is that you need to do this by the power of God's Spirit. Look in verse 19 of Romans. See, by the power of signs and wonders through the power of the Spirit. That's what he's saying. He says he goes to fully proclaim the gospel only by the power of God's Spirit. Paul knew that. The miracles, the healings, when he went to proclaim the gospel on these mission trips, he only did it by the power of God's Spirit. And God offers that strength to us to do his work. And we need his power, we need his strength, because it's his work. It's in us. And if you really believe that God's power is in you, then you'd be quite foolish not to use the power of God to help you as you go and share, as you go and witness of God to the people around you. He says these words to the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 1. He says this, his incomparably great power for us. There's power for you and for me, brothers and sisters. Those who place their trust in Jesus, there's power in you. For those who believe, he says, the power that is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead, it is in us. And wisdom is when we use God's power to do God's work. Don't try to muscle this life with your own strength. Don't try to go out there and be on mission with your own strength. I think it's just pointless. You know, the amount of time I speak to other Christians who send me, well, you know, I don't feel I'm up for it. I feel quite scared. I'm worried that I might not say the right thing. I feel that when I open my mouth, you know, they might look down upon me. Here's the thing. In those moments when you feel inadequate, in those moments when you feel weak, that's a wonderful opportunity to draw upon God's power, not yours. That's when you slow down and you take a pause moment and you say, God, you promised me in Ephesians 1 that there's great power in me. You say to me in your word that it's the same power that raised Christ from the dead that's in me. So if that's your word, and I really believe that, I'm needing your power right now. I need you to help me right now. I need you to give me the words to say right now. I need you, God. And I promise you that when you ask God and you tap into God's power, you will have it. And he will give you the right words to say. And he will give you the ability to take that step to share, boldly proclaim, even in the midst of fear and opposition. Do you remember when Jesus left the disciple? He said these words in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Go there with me. You would know this verse if you have been around here long enough. He says that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you'll be my witnesses where? In Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Remember Peter, the one who denied Jesus, what, three times? Who ran away from Jesus several times? This is the same Peter, if you remember, would stand up before thousands. And the Bible says that he was filled with God's Spirit. There's God's power in him, and he boldly preached the crucified Christ to all these people without fear. Not by his own strength, not by his own power, but the power of God's Spirit. And that afternoon, some 3,000 people gave their lives to the Lord. So as you go, when you go out there and you're afraid and you feel weak, you tap into the power of God that's already in you. You ask God, God, I need you. I don't want to do this apart from you. Eli, you got my glove. You got my Michael Jackson glove. You got this glove here, right? It's not a Michael Jackson glove. It's a maintenance glove. You see this glove here? Look carefully, right? The glove here can do nothing by itself. See? But when the hand is in the glove, you see? Now, the glove can do many things. Pick up the phone, I don't know, say hi to someone, worship the Lord. I was about to say hit someone, but we don't say that here. But it's true, the glove can do nothing apart from the hand inside it at work. Isn't that the same for you and me? We're like the glove. It's only when the power of God's Spirit is working mightily in us and through us that we begin to see God's work before us. I think the hardest thing for us is actually just starting the process of just sharing, starting the process of just proclaiming this gospel. But I really believe that as you begin to take that step of faith and you ask God for power, God, would you help me? Would you give me your strength? I really believe that He will empower you. Now, I know of many testimonies here that you have shared with me over the years. People who would tell me, well, I was so afraid to share my faith, but then I somehow managed to do it. That somehow managed to do it is actually not your strength or your power, but the power of God's Spirit enabling you to do it. And if we know that is true, why don't we start living with the power of God's Spirit as we go out there and meet people and share the message here? Corrie ten Boom shares this wonderful quote. She says this, trying to do the Lord's work in your own strength is the most confusing, exhausting, and tedious of all work. But when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, that's with His power, then the ministry of Jesus just flows out of you. Just naturally, it happens when you begin to tap into God's power. And I want you to know that. Not only do you carry the message of Christ, but as you go by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? And thirdly, we go to reach all peoples, all nations. Look in verse 20 and 21, the last two verses. He says, it's always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation. What he's saying right here is that Paul did not want to stay in Jerusalem. He knew that, you know, James, apostles were already working there. He says, I want to go where Christ is not preached. So if you know, Paul is also known as the apostle to the Gentile. Gentiles are all the people apart from the Jews. He says, I want to go where people do not know or have not heard of Christ. And he begins to quote Isaiah 52:15. He says, it is written, those who were not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand. And the reason why he's quoting Isaiah 52:15 is that this is a prophecy from Isaiah 700 years before Jesus. And Isaiah, right, is prophesying that the family of God will be extended beyond the people of Israel. And so this is a prophecy that God's, you know, family includes many people, not just the nation of Israel. And so Paul quotes this to say that that's his desire, is to reach all peoples, all nations. And I believe that's the attitude that we must have. That when we go with the message of Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit to reach all peoples, all nations. Everyone should be able to hear the message of Jesus Christ. It's for everyone. Background doesn't matter. You're welcome into God's family. Past sin, it doesn't matter. Culture does not matter. Sexuality does not matter. Social standing does not matter. Race does not matter. Everyone needs to hear the message of Jesus Christ. Everyone is welcome into God's family. No exception, no exclusion. We need to take this message to all people, all nations, to have the same attitude as Paul. I want to reach as many people as possible. You know, we had Zambero's open around the corner from our house last year. And if you know, Zambero's had this thing where they were offering free burritos for that opening day. That opening day, you just come, you line up, and it was free burritos. Amazing, you know. Anything free, the new ones were there, right? Were there. And this was not one of those classic buy one, get one free. No, no, it was free, you know. It wasn't like, you know, if you're a regular member, it's free. Or you've got to have 10 stamps and then it's free. No, this was legit free. And as we got there, all sorts of people were lining up for the free burritos. We had mums with prams, teenagers in their hoodies, gym junkies with their protein shakes, hipsters sipping their almond decaf macchiato three-quarter filled up, you know. We're all just waiting, right? And as we got there, right, no one ever heard these words, oh, mate, sorry, you can't get a free one because you're not Mexican. You know, well, no one ever heard that. Everyone was given free burritos. Isn't that the same with the gospel? That there's no exceptions. There's no criteria. The grace of God, it levels everything. Everyone's welcome. Everyone needs to hear the gospel message. Everyone. I realized that Perth is such a beautiful city. Just our country, Australia, is such a beautiful country. Over 40% of people in this city, Perth, listen carefully, were born overseas. Show of hands, raise your hands if you were born overseas. You see? Hands down. Around 240 languages are spoken in the homes in this city. Hands up if you are bilingual. Like you can't include tongues. Tongues not part of it, right? In our church, just this morning, Yvonne, see, this is a God thing. Yvonne just starts talking to me about nationalities in our church. And she told me there's at least probably, 35 different nationalities in our church. Yeah, that's crazy. See, we live in such a multicultural country, and we have to share the gospel to all nations, all people, and hear steps. We want to go to the Philippines. We want to go abroad. But there are so many nations, so many people right here in this city. And we are to go and share the good news to all the people. That's why I say all the time, Sun Life Church, you gotta meet people that are different to you, from different culture, different background, different social status. But the honest truth is this, sometimes we do find it hard to associate with people who are different. You know that, right? Sometimes we like to stick and draw towards people that are similar to us. In psychology, we call this the in-group bias. It's a tendency to draw towards people who think like us, look like us, live like us. And the reason behind that is because it's safe and it's comfortable. We don't need to put a lot of effort in trying to explain ourselves because they kind of understand us. That's the reason why the Vietnamese people all live in the northern suburbs, right? Most of them. Giro Win or Marengaroo. So if you ever want some good Vietnamese food, that's where you go, right? But guess what, friends? Listen carefully. We are not called to be safe. We're not called to be comfortable. We're not. We're called to bring the message to all peoples, all nations, especially those who are different to us. Don't play it safe, Sun Life Church. Don't play it safe. I said last week, comfortable Christianity, your faith idols. Missional Christianity, your faith comes alive. Get out there. Meet people. John Calvin, he says this, the Lord commands us to preach the gospel to every creature because he desires all to be saved. It's an interesting quote from Calvin, because if you know Calvin, Calvin is a Reformed thinker. Well, he kind of started the Reform movement. But he says that God wants us to preach to every creation, every creature, every nation, every people, because God desires all to be saved. So here's the challenge, Sun Life Church, as I wrap up. Why don't you, this week, get to know your neighbor, get to know your colleague, your co-worker, your peers, especially those from a different background. Invite them over for a meal. Get to know them. Because we all know that as you begin to talk over a long meal, I'm pretty sure the guards and the barriers will be removed. Let the conversation flow and let the Spirit of God lead. At the right time, share. Share your faith. Share the gospel. And if you're afraid, if you feel inadequate, you pause and you say, God, you promised me that your power is in me. I need your power right now. I don't want to do this out of my strength. I need your strength. We also need to learn that mission is not always global, but also local as well. There are so many people every day that God is sending our way who are different to us. Go and talk to them. If you're on a bus or a train or lining up, put this away. I know it's hard. Put it away. The tendency for us is to grab our phone and just, you know, be in our zone and do our own thing and then just scroll. But maybe God is telling you to put it away so that His Spirit will highlight to you someone who needs to hear the message that God loves them. And as you're sensitive to God's Spirit, ask Him to empower you and then begin to make eye contact. You know, we live in a culture today where I don't know, we just don't talk to people. We just, on the phone, we can break that culture. We can be counterculture. Talk to people. Have the conversation. God, I need your help. I'm about to share my faith, but I'm so scared. I need your power. Would you empower me now? Pray that prayer and then go and strike that conversation. Maybe for some of you, God wants you to learn a new culture. I think Japanese culture is in right now. You know, go and learn some Japanese. Maybe go and learn some salsa or samba. Learn some dancing, you know. Meet people who are different to you. And then from there, as God begins to lead you, cross the cultural boundaries and get to know them and love them. You don't have to go to South America, hey, to meet South America. They're all in Perth. There's some in Sun Life Church. Just go and love them. When you're out in Leederville, you know, Steve, you're right. It's expensive in Leederville, right? But if you have a meal in Leederville, you never know. God may send you someone your way. Talk to them. Invite them to the service. But don't just leave them here. Build connection with them. Follow it up. Share the message. Let's not be lazy, Sun Life Church. Let's be missional. Let's go and share the good news. We go and we carry the message of Christ. We go by the power of His Holy Spirit, and we go to all peoples, all nations, every single one of us. And we can start this afternoon. In fact, we can probably even start immediately after service, because there are so many people here that maybe we don't know. We get to others to keep following Jesus Christ. God bless you. Keep in mind that every one of us, we're on mission. And as you go with the message of Christ. Amen. As you go, by the power of His Spirit. And as you go, to all peoples, all nations. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, this month of mission, and I just pray, God, that You would do a beautiful work in the hearts of those here at Sun Life Church, that we would never be comfortable. Continue to be sensitive to Your Spirit, to go and reach people for Your glory alone. Bless us, God. I just pray right now for anyone who may feel that they're inadequate or feel afraid or have had some really bad of sharing the message, Lord, that You'll just remind them that You'll go with them and You will empower them. You will give them the strength to do the work of sharing and testifying. So, Lord, would You give them the chance to do it again? Give it another crack. So help them, Lord. Thank You so much, God, that You have sent so many different people into this community. Thank You so much that we're such a multicultural community. God, may we continue to be like that, to grow as we welcome more people into this community here. Bless this church, Lord. We love You so much. In Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.